Okay, this is not subliminal messaging, all right? Don't be burning down this house here. However, I do have to ask a question. And you can comment on this or on any of the topics of conversation during the course of the morning. Burning down the house, is it a good idea? I mean, the Republican House in Washington? I'm curious. I mean, I know I quoted Trump, who has said, Mike Johnson is doing about as good as you're going to do. I mean, how many revolving door speakers are we going to have? I don't know. I'd be curious. And, you know, I'll obviously ask this question of Congressman Derek Van Orden and Congressman Tom Tiffany. Brian Stile I've talked with as well. You know, the other thing I want to say while I'm on the topic of burning down the house, I'm sure you heard or perhaps you missed it, but the news reports that that Congressman Mike Gallagher is receiving death threats and swatting incidents. So is that how Republicans roll these days? I mean, is that behavior becoming of those on the Republican side that they would threaten death to a still sitting congressman, to their fellow human being? Really? It's so disappointing, disgusting. You know, I don't know if it's just one person that's doing it or if he's getting multiple threats, but you know, I suppose I could call his office and just ask some questions about that. But anyway, shameful, shameful behavior, that's for sure. 715-845-2155. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Morning, Meg. John from Wautoma.
Hello, John from Wautoma. How are you?
Staying dry.
Yeah, I know. I had to run in between the raindrops on the way in this morning.
Yeah, and I work outside all day.
Oh, boy. That is tough.
You were talking earlier about low-information voters and Trump derangement syndrome people. I think that's a product of our school education and indoctrinating all these people to believe.
Yeah, isn't it? It's really, well, and I mean, look how long it's been going on. And you know, I guess I would say I wouldn't just indict the public school system alone. I would say that we've got a compliant mainstream media, and you know.
Yeah. I was going to say that somebody should do a scientific study with MSNBC and ABC and all those media people and see if there aren't subliminal messages being issued out during their broadcast.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you know, they don't even have to
hate Trump and hate any Republican.
Yeah, I don't even think they're subliminal about it. They're pretty straight up, right? And I mean, that's the problem is that, and you know, frankly, you know, I'll speak for myself and my own experience before, and you know, I don't watch it anymore, but before Fox News, I mean, there was really nothing on television other than the one side that all of us were being that was being delivered to all of us. And I mean, I must admit, when I was, well, I would say I came from a divided family, divided household, in which my mom was a crazy Democrat and my dad was a very solid conservative Republican. And, you know, my mom was for sure swayed by everything that we, you know, everything that we have pointed out other than, well, and I know, I suppose it was before that, but,
I have a
private educator
that's a Democrat, and she still blames stuff on Trump to this day yet.
Yeah, it's quite the phenomenon, isn't it? Is that somehow everything is Trump's fault, despite the fact that we've had 4 years of misery under Joe Biden and his failing policies.
And what gets me is, like you're talking about Republicans going after Johnson. Granted, he's a little better than McCarthy was, but I mean, they don't have the cojones like the Democrats to do what needs to be done. They're afraid of the media. Oh, the media's going to make me a bad guy. Screw the media. Stand up for the people you represent and do your damn job.
All right, John from Wautoma, thanks for calling in. Nice to hear from you. Try to stay dry.
Thank you.
Take care. 715-845-2155. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Hi, Meg. This is Louie from Gleason.
Oh, hello, Louie. How are you? Gosh, your voice is familiar, but it's a long time since you've called in. How are you?
I am doing fine. Too much watching the War Room. That's my problem.
Is that Bannon?
Yep. Yeah. It's on from 9 to 11, so it's one of those things. So, anyway, when you were talking about Mike Johnson there, the trouble is he comes in as this wonderful Christian. He's going to be so nice, and he's going to make sure that none of these bills go through, and he lies and lies and lies, and then they call him into the skiff and probably threaten his family. I mean, who knows what's going on? Nobody knows, and it's just BS.
So do you think that they also did the same thing to McCarthy, threatened his family? And
oh, I'm sure. And
How is that ever going to change?
What about Trump in 2022 when he was going to declassify all the Trump-Russia collusion stuff, and he got talked to by the CIA, and he decided not to do that? Tell me what's going on.
So what's the solution? I mean, you know, I guess it's just, as I said, like a revolving door of speakers.
Well, probably single military guys for Congress. I mean, what are you going to do? Keep these family people, you know, they're not going to put their families up. You know, it's just the way it is.
I'm going to make a point to talk with, and I mean, I'll have off-air and on-air conversations and try to get some information from our, Tom Tiffany's your congressman too, right, up in Gleason?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to make a point to try to reach out to him or, you know, at least... I think he might be at an event that I am going to be attending either this weekend or next weekend. So I'm going to try to, you know, get to him face to face and see if I can ask him some questions about what he thinks is going on with Mike Johnson. And I mean, I would imagine decent people like Tom Tiffany would probably never want the speakership because of what goes along with it.
Well, that's very true. Plus, he's got a family. What I said.
Right, right.
And I tried to corner him at the fair about oversight. I said, you guys really need to do some oversight. And the first thing to look at is 5,700 patents that the Department of Defense has sucked up as national security, and basically they have to do with energy. And they know that. What are they going to do about it? We think we're going to look at them? Oh, my God, no. So what's going on there? They are so over the barrel that they can't do anything when they go there.
I don't know. It's increasingly feels like it's just a lost cause. I mean, that's why I try to focus more on local issues. Obviously, we can't just ignore what's going on in Washington, but it seems as if it's very disheartening, and that's probably the kindest way to put it.
Is my solution is God is love, and we are extensions of God's love. We were conceived, we were born. Simple as that. We are here, we're part of God's love, and if people don't realize it, start acting that way, there is no hope.
Yeah, well, and it's troubling. There are those that don't even believe in God, that are godless, and that, you know, that's a tough stretch for them to, I mean, if we don't even have the same worldviews. But that's what we're all called to do, right, Louis?
Well, here's the deal is everybody's mind is kind of connected. They're finding this out, this entanglement. So when they teach this kind of stuff in school and make everybody think that way, and they're entangled and they're all thinking that way, that's the way the world is. And not until we get off of that and start thinking the other way, it's not going to change. But it only takes like 1% to start changing things, and we might be able to make that match, you know.
Well, hey, thanks for the philosophical conversation this morning, Louis. I appreciate it. Louis, excuse me, and I hope you have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Yeah, Meg, evilness and goodness was never ever meant to be one, nor will it ever be as one. And I'll tell you, once we're attacked within, the people will demand justice after a major loss of life here within the United States due to this treasonous Biden's open door policy. They will demand justice from these corrupted politicians that left the door open for our enemies to attack us within. And they will be held accountable within a court of law, under the rules of law, and the due process of law. And if found guilty, will hang by the neck until pronounced dead. That's my comment.
All right.
Due respect intended.
Hey, thanks for keeping it G-rated today.
Yeah, hey, I try to watch my, what falls out of my neck.
I'm
not politically correct all the time.
That's all right.
I've been threatened of freedom of speech for disorderly conduct for speaking my mind in public.
You're straight up, and that's okay. I mean, I believe in freedom of speech, too. I just have to be mindful of, you know, our overlords in the FCC. They frown upon it. I'm not opposed to. I mean, I'm a big girl. I can take it, but the FCC can't. But hey, great point as always, Steve.
Yeah.
And again, thanks for calling in and keeping it clean.
Stay real. Yep. Stay strong. Stay real. I'm gone.
Later. Right on. Thank you. Have a great day. 715-845-2155. Hey, I want to remind you really quickly. Oh my gosh, my headphones just hit the mic. My apologies. I got to grab something. It's just within my wingspan. I don't have my my assistants with me today, Larry and Curly. It's just me, Mo, today. All right. So tonight in Mosinee, if you want to meet, if you want to have the opportunity to meet America's favorite mayor, tonight's your night. You can meet Brent Jacobson, who is running for state assembly in the 87th district. And, you know, even if it's not your assembly district, come down to Mosinee, meet Brent Jacobson. I'll be there. And then also, you can contribute to his campaign. And obviously, if you don't live in the 87th, you can't sign his nomination papers. But if you do live in the 87th, you most definitely want to come to the campaign kickoff of Brent Jacobson for State Assembly tonight, 5 p.m. at Mosinee Brewing Company, 401 4th Street in Mosinee. 5 to 6:30 p.m. Hope to see you there. Brent Jacobson for State Assembly. Another quick announcement before I run out of time. Again, with the wingspan, I did not. I don't know what Larry and Curly are doing right now, but I'm here all alone. All alone. Benefit concert featuring Living River and four amazingly talented guys that are lending their talent to this gentleman from our area, Todd Gerink, who is facing medical costs related to the treatment of a brain tumor. And this benefit concert is at the Rothschild Pavilion this Saturday, April 20th, starting at 7 p.m. A free will offering will be taken, and you will be entertained by the wonderful music from Living River. Okay, on that note, I'm going to take a break. I'm just looking to see. I might, you know what, if I can, I'll pop back in. And if I can't, you know, I shall return tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will talk with you now or later. God bless. Have a great day.